Chapter 17. He said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no occasions of stumbling should come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, rather than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and 7 times returns to you, saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would tell this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted, and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. But who is there among you, having a servant plowing or keeping sheep, that will say, when he comes in from the field, 'Come immediately and sit down at the table,' but will he not say to him, 'Prepare my supper, clothe yourself properly, and serve me, while I eat and drink, and afterward you can eat and drink?" Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded? Even so you also, when you have done all the things that are commanded you, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have done our duty.'" It happened as he was on his way to Jerusalem, that he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him, who stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." It happened that as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, "Weren't the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found who returned to give glory to God, except this stranger?" Then he said to him, "Get up, and go your way. Your faith has healed you."